Ilachepsu Mishnanan, our comets, Valavoina, the comets, the handful, Lavoina, and the frankincense that was offered with it. If you remember, they put frankincense with that handful, and it was burnt up with the handful. Vakatoris, the incense that was offered twice a day, that was burnt up inside in the inner altar. Uminchas Kohanim, Uminchas Kohen Meshech, the minch offerings of the Kohanim and of the Kohen Gadol. Uminchas Nesachim, and the libation offerings. Ma'alin Bei Mishikdashu, all of them Me'ila applied from the time that they were set aside to be brought as offerings. Kachu Bekli, from the time that they were put in a service vessel. Hukshu Lepasal B'Tfulyum M'chusa Kippurim U'Belina. So that's when the prohibitions of if it was touched by Tfulyum or M'chusa Kippurim, they would become Tameh and Lina apply to them. V'cheyavim L'mishum Naisar U'mishum Tameh. And the person would be obligated, would be Chav Kares, if he ate it, if it became noisar and he ate it, or if it became tamen and he ate it. Well, pigul ain't by him, but pigul doesn't apply to these things. And we've touched on this principle before in Zvachim. Why? Zeaklal, because there's a principle called shiash lamaterian, anything which has a permitter. Ein chayavin alav mishum pigul noisar v'tame, ad shekarvu matirab. When the permitter is brought, that's when pigul noisar and tamay applies. So what's a permitter? Permitter would be like the blood that they, you know, once they've sprinkled the blood, then the like let's say the meat becomes permitted for the owner for the kohanim to eat. The mincha offering, the permitter was the comets. Once that was burnt, so then the remainder became permitted to be eaten. So those things had a permitter. But none of the things listed here have a permitter. They themselves are the permitter, or they don't have a permitter. So in these cases, you'll remember we learned over there that v'chol she'ein lo matirin, anything which doesn't have a permitter, kaven shekachu b'kli, once it's put in a service vessel, chayavin elam mishum noisar, then noisar applies if it's eaten after it's allowed time, or mishum tamay, and if a tamay person eats it, or pigul einba, but pigul doesn't apply to something which doesn't have a permitter. It's a klal, it's a principle that we have, that if something doesn't have a permitter, the whole law of pigul doesn't apply to it at all.